There's an implication that the state's backlog of untested rape kits is due to the inattention or lack of compassion for victims. That's according to Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron, who says he wants to set the record straight. Last month, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement finished a final assessment surveying law enforcement crime labs. They found that there are more than 13,000 untested rape kits across the state, 94,000 of which should be tested. Negron says, according to FDLE's report, there are legitimate reasons other kits were not tested.
41%, there was a decision by the victim not to proceed. There were cases where the state attorney's office declined to prosecute. 20%, the person pled guilty. So it was not tested. Maybe it should be because it was deemed not necessary. And then there are a significant number of cases that there are non-reporting victims who would like to have a kit collected but make a decision that maybe any of us would disagree with, but they do make a decision on their own as adults that they do not wish to report the name of the person that may have perpetrated this crime.
Fort Myers Republican Senator Elizabeth Benaquisto is hoping to address the rape kit's backlog, and her bill helps set guidelines for crime labs to follow.
Nationally and in our state, there's an epidemic of sexual assault kits going untested. Florida took the first step forward fixing this problem in our state last fiscal year, where under the leadership of Chair Negron, we funded an audit of law enforcement agencies statewide, and the data collected shows that we have the opportunity in Florida to help thousands of victims. Testing those kits would provide valuable evidence that will help law enforcement and state's attorneys lock up these predators.
Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Atkins is carrying the measure in the House.
House Bill 179 requires the timely submission and testing of DNA evidence collected in association with sexual assault investigations. The bill requires FDLE and each laboratory within the statewide criminal analysis laboratory system, in coordination with the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence, to adopt and disseminate guidelines and procedures for the collection, submission, and testing of DNA evidence that is obtained in connection with an alleged sexual offense.
The bill states collected DNA evidence must be submitted to a crime lab within 30 days. The kit must also be tested within 4 months of submission. And the guidelines must be adopted by the beginning of next year. Venice Republican Representative Julio Gonzalez questioned why this isn't being done now.
Why is this not being done? It would sound like the collection of evidence should be almost automatically turned over to the appropriate authorities. Why isn't it done at this time?
And Atkins says that's a good question.
So I think that's the question a lot of survivors are asking. When we began looking into this issue, we realized that there is no statewide standard whereby once the evidence is collected that it's submitted to the laboratories for testing. So that's the purpose of this bill. Obviously, we need to deal with the backlog, but we also need to establish the policy moving forward that survivors of these crimes know and they can expect how they're going to receive justice.
And her bill passed the House Judiciary Committee unanimously. Benaquisto's measure also passed the Senate Appropriations Committee Thursday with a unanimous vote, sending both bills to their respective floors. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Corter.